This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama's State of the Union address defended Obamacare with its funding of abortion. When finished, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers gave a compassionate pro-life response. Speaking of her son's Down syndrome diagnosis, she said most others saw only problems, while she and her husband saw only possibilities and a gift from God. The U.S. House wants to clarify the intent of Congress in legislation like the Hyde Amendment. The No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion bill would remove the conflict between Obamacare and existing federal laws forbidding federal abortion funding, and it passed the House 227 to 188. In briefs filed Tuesday, pro-life groups supported plaintiff Hobby Lobby's Supreme Court case. Meanwhile, Washington State Senator Patty Murray led a group of 19 Democrat senators telling the Supreme Court that people with conscientious objection to the HHS mandate should nevertheless pay for objectionable insurance coverage. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, Operation Rescue is telling the story of one woman's massive hemorrhage after a botched RU486 abortion. And Texas candidate for Governor Greg Abbott has responded to attacks by supporters of Wendy Davis. He says such talk is unworthy of Texas, as voters there look for depth of character over superficial matters. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.